This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Former President Donald Trump's now facing additional charges in that Florida federal case involving government documents that had been at his home there.
Jack Smith is clearly playing a game of chess against Donald Trump's lawyers. Smith added new counts to the Mar-a-Lago documents case and indicted another defendant, a maintenance man on the property who is being charged with concealing documents and destroying video footage.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Meanwhile, in Washington, the center of the 2020 election interference investigation, correspondent Robert Costa tells us
Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials. Now, no indictment was issued by the grand jury, but sources close to Trump still believe it's possible in the coming days.
A strange allergy to tell you about tonight on our Health Watch, an allergy to red meat apparently triggered by tick bites. The Centers for Disease Control reporting almost 500,000 people coming down with it since 2010, mostly in the South and Northeast. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It's hard to make a diagnosis of alpha-gal syndrome because the allergic symptoms can vary quite a lot. And people who are affected don't have the same reaction every time they eat meat. A healthcare provider needs to order an antibody test in order to diagnose alpha-gal syndrome.
There's a lot we don't know yet in the story of a missing girl, but that did have a happy ending.
In Arizona, a mother is grateful.
Miracles do exist, and never lose hope and always fight.
On Facebook, Jessica Nunez confirms her daughter, who vanished without a trace 4 years ago at age 14, is alive and well. Alicia Navarro walked into a Montana police station, appearing healthy and happy. Police Lieutenant Scott Waite.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The extreme heat this summer is not only a problem for us humans, but animals too. David Trimner runs a farm in Athens, Wisconsin. He's doing what he can.
And we also use soakers where the cows stand and eat. The soakers will constantly spray water at them at different intervals, soak them, and then the fans will evaporate that water off, help keep them cool.
Perhaps every traveler's worst nightmare, hidden cameras. CBS's Jen Clark with the story of a lawsuit.
A Texas couple found cameras hidden inside smoke detectors in the bedroom and the bathroom. The woman and her fiance had been intimate in the bathroom and says that she feels shame and embarrassment.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists he is fine after a Wednesday incident when he suddenly stopped speaking during a press conference. Asian and Pacific financial markets are lower. U.S. market futures point up. Dow futures now up 95 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head,
sure.
What would things be made out of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you care about UFOs or UAPs or whatever we're calling them, aliens in general? The truth is out there, but do you care, actually? 844-967-2789. What is your interest level amongst all of the competing headlines and your attention for the stories of the day? Where does yesterday's congressional hearing on UFOs fall? Because it might surprise you that it's doesn't have a lot of people's attention, or at least as many as you'd think it would, considering our entertainment that's been dedicated to life beyond. But nevertheless, yesterday, you know, every couple years we get some new report about a whistleblower or a grainy black ops video of something that looks like a first trimester ultrasound, and are informed that aliens have once again been confirmed to be real. And the latest declaration came yesterday during a congressional UFO hearing where lawmakers joined the calls for greater transparency during a hearing where three former military officials testified about their encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I think it's aerial, or I've also seen an anomalous. I don't know. One of the other.
UAPs. Okay.
UAPs. So I'm hoping that I'm going to say his name. David Grush, who's a former military intelligence officer, and he was for 14 years in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers that aliens are real, physically in the government's possession, and obviously being kept a secret. The Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, but in the past, they've always denied. And the subcommittee also heard from Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about UFOs, and David Fravor, who is a retired Navy commander who saw something off the coast in California in 2004 that was captured in the infamous Tic Tac video. And Graves urged more investigations, saying that the aircraft are foreign drones. You know, there's foreign drones, and then it's a national, like the whole thing is basically is this is a national security problem. And before we move on to the question, I mean, did you follow this yesterday? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you care? Is this interesting? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, do you care? This was happening while we were on air.
Right. I did see some of the testimony. Can I play a little clip?
You can absolutely play a little bit.
Let's take a little listen to some of the hearing. Again, in a public hearing in Congress. This was in public, recorded for consumption. Take a listen.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
It's something I can't discuss in public setting.
You're public.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Jane's just dumbfounded.
Well, first of all, you're in a public hearing. Yes. And therefore saying, well, I can't say that in public. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What, you going to show, you want to draw some stick figures and tell your story that way?
So, yes. Yeah, so there's a little bit about this is like it kind of ended up being, the hearing itself ended up kind of being a nothing burger as far as, and maybe that's why. But my, what I was really interested in is kind of how, not under the radar, because obviously we're talking about it today, but where do you think this hearing about aliens and UFOs and someone kind of alluding to under oath in front of Congress that, yes, there are non-human remains in the government's possession, where on the Google Trends for the United States yesterday do you think that story ended up? Jane, if you had to guess, where do you think?
Way in the bottom.
So it was, is that way in the bottom? But as of yesterday, it was sixth.
Sixth.
Sixth. Sinead O'Connor was first. Mitch McConnell was second.
And we're going to get to that too.
Then we're going to get to both of those. USA versus Netherlands was third. Barcelona was fourth. The crane collapse in New York City was fifth. And then, with about 100,000 searches, the UFO hearing. And it's just, it's funny to me because it feels like something that everyone would be captivated by. And we've been captivated by, and we've wondered for how, you know,
long time.
Centuries, decades, yep. As far as like since space travel became an even like a like comprehension of thinking about life outside of Earth. And it just doesn't seem to have captured, you know, more people were like, what happened to Mitch McConnell? Then are there aliens? And I would love to know if you are one of those people or where do you fall on the interest level of this topic? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, either UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call them, either they're alien in origin or they're not. Either they're weird atmospheric phenomena or they're not. Either they're advanced military aircraft that are being tested or they're not. And there may or may not be aliens, but you know what? None of this ever tried to take over the government of the United States. And that's where Congress really needs to start putting its efforts into. And of course, what they're trying to do is take the attention away from the fact that there were both political and violent coups that tried to take over the government of the United States in January of 2021. And the entire House should be investigating, especially those people who were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, because that's was intended to sound like a real honest political situation. It wasn't, of course. It was totally unlawful. And not one single Republican is addressing it in the whole idea. You know, let's just keep this other garbage, I was going to use different words, sorry, in the news, and you know, say impeach Hunter Biden. Oh, excuse me. He's not the president, is he? You know,
so Jack, at least with this topic though, so are you in the camp? Are you in the camp that you think this UFO story is a distraction?
I absolutely think it is a distraction.
Okay.
The whole purpose of these hearings is to distract us from the reality that we almost lost our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jack.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
And it's interesting because I think for so long, there were so many people who felt like the government is keeping this from us and that they have information about alien life forms and UFOs and they're keeping it a secret from the general public. And it's just fascinating to me that there's now more and more people who are, when it's brought up and talked about in public, in a congressional hearing, there are people like Jack, and Jack's not alone, that think that this is distracting us from, this is the distraction.
Yes.
Now. That they're like teasing us with, you know,
shiny
the X-Files.
Shiny thing
and,
over here.
And it's like, let's look at this. Let's talk about this instead. You know, and my brother and I were talking about this, that he, you know, that there supposedly there's a longstanding theory that when the public support for wars ultimately wanes, which you can probably argue that is happening. I think a lot of people are both on any side of the political spectrum are like kind of over being at war with people. That there was going to be a push for spending, like huge war type spending on space, on like the next war of like outside life forms. And obviously that's super speculative, but I just think it, like, this is a perfect example of something that you think would capture people's attention. And it really just didn't.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always taken an interest in this. So that's the nerdy part of side of me, I guess, of things. And the reason why I say that, you know, we've had previous presidents that have talked about it, you know, not at length, but, you know, there's, you know, been some discussion in that. And keep in mind, and I actually have a friend of mine, to be full disclosure, that does a lot of documentaries. He puts a lot of films together for PBS and what have you. And he went out to Area 51, which is highly secretive. And what he encountered there, and what he put together was really, really kind of bizarre and interesting all in one. And keep in mind, we had the issue, if people have to remember.
Dave, so, we got a minute, so.
I'm going to, okay. We had, you know, the Roswell crash in New Mexico many years ago. And initially, it was kind of, you know, it was a big deal. And then it was blown off as just as a weather balloon.
Unfortunately, Dave, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and we're going to keep this going. So if you have thoughts, do you care? Is it a distraction? What do you think about UAPs? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know. It's
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight and some locally heavy rainfall a big concern. That's why a flood watch remains in effect. Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny, and there will be another chance of storms developing in the mid to late afternoon hours. We'll climb to 88. Right now, it's 67.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattinaire. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying.
Yes,
I don't know
terrible.
If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And you know, that the fact that they are investing in kind of what the human condition would be like if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know, I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that like Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever-expanding universe and universes
there's lots of space out there.
That it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to 51, Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you, though, that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that it's they're not flying unidentifies, okay? So with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, you know, if you can write this down, there's the X-37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot, and I want to say it's going to be in Utah. But they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements, and the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that, but you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? You're making faces over there, so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like you said, we're coming up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the two most, the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. With all the attention this week on the Washington federal grand jury looking into alleged election interference, the special counsel's office surprisingly announced additional charges against former President Trump in the earlier government documents case in Florida.
Trump now faces accusations that he and aides asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate in an effort to obstruct the investigation.
Correspondent Skylar Henry. In Arizona, a happy but somewhat mysterious ending to a four-year-old interstate missing persons case.
Alicia Navarro walked into a Montana police station, appearing healthy and happy. She's not facing any criminal charges. She told her mother she's sorry for what she put her through.
Correspondent Steve Kathan. With more than half of us under extreme heat, this warning from the UN Secretary General might not be much of a surprise.
July 2023 is set to be the hottest month ever recorded in human history. Climate change is here. It is terrifying, and it is just the beginning.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we wanted to get to what was the number one and number two trending topics yesterday, which was not UFOs, but the number one trending topic was Sinead O'Connor and the fact that she passed yesterday at 56 years old.
Way too young.
Really young. And I still don't think they've released the cause of death. But it was interesting because it was like seeing people's reactions, because I feel like I was a little too young to know her impact, because right. when she, you know, kind of the moment that arguably defined her career was when she was on SNL.
Yes.
And she ripped up the picture of the Pope, which was about, what, 10 years before Spotlight,
yes.
case, the Boston Globe Spotlight case, and everyone found out what was happening with the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And she, you know, I don't know if it ruined her career, but she was certainly never welcomed back on SNL.
Oh, and she was widely mocked by other pop stars. I just saw a video of Madonna making fun of her.
Back in the 90s, during
after,
that period.
After that happened. Yeah, after that happened. And she was a really young woman. I mean,
she looked like a child prodigy.
Yeah. And when she came out with Nothing Compares to You, I think she was only 22.
Wow.
And so she skyrocketed and never really wanted that kind of career. She considered herself a protest singer.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. That really wasn't what she wanted for herself. And she came from a really difficult childhood and said her mother would beat her frequently and was highly religious at the same time. And then she had many, and she was very open about her struggles with mental illness.
Mental health.
And,
yeah.
And then she lost her 17-year-old son to suicide last year. And so it just a tragic.
It is tragic, but she was wildly talented. And it's interesting reflecting on the SNL incident in comparison to what we were talking about yesterday with the 1975 and them going to Malaysia and complain, you know, and it's like, to me, that feels different because I feel like she had stakes.
Oh, yes.
Versus what, you know, what that band did. And also was trying to talk about something that no one else was talking about. And so it actually did need
exposure.
Awareness and exposure. And it took another 10 years before it really happened. So, you know, I think at least reflecting and honoring her for a second, but there was only like over 5 million people were looking her up yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope that she found some long sought after peace.
Absolutely. And then after that comes the question that it feels like every couple months we have to ask, should people in declining health be in public positions of extreme power? 844-967-2789. Because Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suddenly just stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference yesterday. He basically just appeared to freeze, went silent, and then eventually was kind of whisked away. He came back later, said he was fine, made a joke. About being sandbagged, which is a callback to when Joe Biden fell because he tripped on a sandbag. But did you see the video?
I did. It's terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying.
It is.
And I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but I certainly do not wish ill upon him. But watching that video was like, did he just have a stroke?
That was a question that a lot of people were asking. And I think the Republican colleague who led him away is a doctor.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess what shocked me was that he came back so quickly. For anyone else who's that age, he's what, 82?
81.
81? You'd have him looked at.
Have
a doctor look at him. I mean, if that was a stroke or a TIA or something like that, you need to get that diagnosed quickly so there can be the proper treatment applied.
And I mean, I don't know if it just becomes optics so quickly that like as soon as he felt fine, they're like, you got to
get back out there
to show that you're fine. Because basically what they summed it up to is he felt lightheaded and he stepped away for a moment and that's it. But like he also, you know, excuse the bluntness, like he also just looks old. Like,
well, he did not look healthy.
I mean, he doesn't look as unhealthy as Dianne Feinstein, but it just, you know, obviously this raises the question that he came up with Dianne Feinstein not too long ago when she was dealing with shingles and brain swelling and whatever, you know, whatever her health issue was that kept her out of work out of her office and out of not being able to do her job for over a month.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Was it 6 weeks?
I think it was maybe 2 months.
And, you know, none of these people are going to vote themselves out of a job, but it's hard not to look at this and be like, if we have age limits on how young, or like how old you have to be able to run, once again, asking, should we not have at least health limitations or like, you know, I think this is what Nikki Haley is basically running on is like cognitive tests. And I just think yes.
Don't most corporations have mandatory retirement ages? If your CEO gets up to be 70 or 72, isn't that when they say, you know, we'll make you an, you can be on the board or we'll make you something, but it, Fritzy, you got to go now.
I don't know the number, like the quantity of that, like the percentage of how many corporations employ that or not. I know that they're talking about the pilot age, because I think pilot age to retire from being a pilot was 65. And I think they're talking about moving it to 67. And some of that is largely because they have a pilot shortage. But, you know, this is a divisive issue because I know people are, it's wrapped up in ageism. And obviously we have two of our leading candidates for president are fairly old. But it just comes back to, like, these are people with so much power who refuse to just go retire on a beach and hand over the reins in a country where I think what our average, the average age of the people in this country is 37.
Wow.
Like late 30s, early 40s. And yet we're very comfortable with people who are of not only a generation four, like multiple generations of older than that, being in charge of the country and sometimes being at the will of like, at like, could just fail health-wise at any moment.
The average age in the U.S. is 38.1.
38.1.
Yep.
Which is a lot younger. It's less than half of what Mitch McConnell is.
Yeah.
And so should people, my question to you is, should people in declining health or advanced age be in public positions of extreme power? And I say no. Like, I know that Nancy Pelosi was very good at her job and will go down as probably the most effective, like, Speaker of the House we've ever had. And also, like, you got a lot of money. Go enjoy your life.
So many of them. I mean, geez, Chuck Grassley's 92. Strom Thurmond, and this was long before you were born. Strom Thurmond was, I think, almost 100. And he would sleep in the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, that's just Strom. You know, he's ancient. You're a lawmaker. You're, like you said, you have tremendous responsibility and power. And we just give you a pass because, oh, well, he needs a nap.
And, you know, and then who's actually running the show behind the scenes? And it's like, you guys all have full, like, health care. Like, you are going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. And it's just is it just ego? But just the inability for some people to let go and move on. And the thought that no one can do it better than I can. Like, that has to be what it is, right?
Well, and I also think, and this applies to the state legislature too, it's a cushy gig, man. Who wants to give that up? It's a great gig.
It's a good... I actually think the cushiest gig is, like, the people who kind of fly under the radar who are in those positions. And, like, which is kind of, I mean, like, as far as, like, I keep getting reelected, but I don't actually have any, like, not ahead of a committee. And so, like, you're not, like, the buck never stops with you. Because ultimately, Mitch McConnell, like, there's still a ton of responsibility there. So it's cushy, but it's not work.
Right. He actually has to do something.
And that's the part to me that is actually scarier. Like, if they had a position where they kept getting reelected and they had to vote on things, but they weren't necessarily, you know, in charge, that's a little different. But
what should the age be? How old is too old?
Well, and I understand that, like I said, there's people age differently. Like some people have early onset dementia way too early, right? Versus people who are very functional into their 80s or even their 90s. And so I think that there is something to be said as far as like, you know, we make older people take their driver's tests. Like we, you know, like there's certain things as far as like, can you prove to do this before we trust you? But obviously that comes back to like the will of the people. And if people keep reelecting them in very simple terms, that is their choice. That is their vote. And I think it's more complicated than that because of the system that we've set up and like the power of incumbency and how much money you need to be able to run. And for people to try to challenge them, they need to be like either independently wealthy or basically stop working.
Yep.
And it's like when you can just keep getting paid and run for reelection, that's a pretty big upper hand to hold. And so, you know, it's not so simple as like, well, they just keep getting reelected. So like, that's obviously what the people want. It's like, well,
not exactly.
No. So, you know, and I'm sure more shows are asking the exact same question today, because this was certainly what I saw trending on Twitter, which was people calling once again for the fact that we shouldn't be having like octogenarians running our country. I'm sorry if that sounds ageist, but I agree with that.
I'm old and I agree with you. I do. I don't think it's right. The one thing I will say, and again, I disagree with Mitch McConnell on just about everything under the sun, but I do not wish him ill. I don't wish any of them ill. And for the most part, at least from what I was seeing on my Twitter feed, people were pretty respectful about it.
I agree. As opposed to
when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer in their home and the jokes that were being made about that, which was despicable.
Or also when John Fetterman had his stroke.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I would say most of the things I saw was, you know, I hope he's okay. I saw some people still challenging the fact that he's totally okay taking away healthcare from millions of people, and yet he, no matter what his health issue is, will be taken care of. So there were some people who were like, he's also responsible for the dystopian Gilead nightmare that we're living in, which we're going to get to at the 11 o'clock hour. But the fact of the matter is, I do hope he's okay. It seems like he at least came back and spoke. But anyways, so also in the 11 o'clock hour, specifically at 11:20, we have a week from today, the State Fair will be here. The State Fair starts August 3rd, goes until August 13th. And obviously one of the best things about the State Fair is the fact that there are lots of different foods to try. And we have the list of over 100 different foods that are new this year. And we're going to play a little bit of a game with you for anyone who wants to win free tickets. So we have 25 tickets that we're giving away between now and next Thursday. So we're playing this game every day. And it's a, you know, it's a little categorization of, I'm going to give you three foods and I'm going to give you three categories to put them in. And then that's it. You get to win. You don't have to answer trivia. You just have to make a choice of these three foods. So stick around until 11:20 when we play that game. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight and some locally heavy rainfall, a big concern. That's why a flood watch remains in effect. Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny, and there will be another chance of storms developing in the mid to late afternoon hours. We'll climb to 88. It's 66 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this.
Well, the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary, but we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta actors rally.
Wow.
Bold.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Real.
Okay.
All right, number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matinere?
Subway Matinere. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices?
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid. But I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa, stunt coordinator, and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
While holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name to your Subway. First name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jane. Barbies and beets. I don't know what the, maybe it's, I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. All I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So, I don't know, but after I see the movie, I will come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay. I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers, it's not, you know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like, you said life.
I'm
like,
still what, alive.
Like, I'm still here and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. All right. And then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch and sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza-scented controller. Oh. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, the clamoring has just been so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good. That was a pretty hard one.
It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow for our civic media crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for we'll be right back.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.